This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
No, you could have been a wonder, taking your touches to the sky. You couldn't take it on the tightrope. No, you had to take it on the side. You always like it undercover.
Your boys, Jack and Tom.
Play that funkin' beat, producer Will. Air Friday. Air Friday.
Howdy!
How are you doing, guys? Hiya!
Hi, it's me, bloody Jack, mate, here with my best pal, Tom.
We're good friends.
We've got our own show! How's that happened? That's ridiculous.
Well,
someone's getting fired in the morning. Anyway, guys, I hope you like that gangster intro. That's not cemented into every show, but we're going to try and convince producer Will to let us have that. Can we have that, Will?
You can have that. That's yours, guys.
Cheers,
you can take that,
mate.
And run with it.
It's still going, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling this. So welcome to the Jack Mate Show. This is going to be going on for about 4 years now. So you know what you'll be doing on Friday evenings.
It'll feel like 4 years. For you.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. What's going on here?
We've got another hour.
Oh, so Michael Payne and Hughes walked in.
Yeah, no, they've walked back in.
Walked back in?
Yeah, no, you've walked in.
Mate, you imagine what's
on our show.
He's been there for a cigarette. What are you guys, seriously, what are you doing?
You're like an hour early and now we're paying for it.
No, this Pain-y. Is the real stuff has started, guys.
This is poor admin.
You were the foreplay to the real stuff.
You guys know that we're on till five.
The warm-up.
This is feeling a bit like pirate radio now.
Yeah, well, it's what it is.
Might as well have a little cypher. You got any ground instrumentals?
Welcome to
Fubarland. This is the handover. This is your first show, right?
Yeah, it is, mate.
Congratulations.
Thank Thank you, mate. Thank you. Very excited. Very nervous.
Yeah, no, don't be nervous, man. Don't be nervous.
What did you think of our bed, Rock Boys?
Do you like
good,
a bed?
Great. That's one of my favourite Jay-Z songs.
Yeah,
I played that for on my First and Foremost.
Nice. Yeah,
that's where I got the idea from.
And oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a very
stolen.
Good song.
And I didn't even know it was Jay-Z. So
yeah, no, it's a sample of it's actually a sample of Menahan Street Band, Make the Road by Walking.
No, yeah, that's
so look out for that. Yeah, that's a very big song
telling,
as well.
I was telling Tom that just before he came in.
Some knowledge. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna get the fuck out of here now.
Are we going for beers later?
I've got a date.
Oh dear.
Well, not a date. I'm just meeting someone.
We'll talk next week.
I'm calling it a date because I like to sound like I do cool stuff. So yeah, I'll see you next week.
See you guys.
See you later, mate. See you later, mate. See ya. Oh dear. Threw us off at the start there.
Anything can happen on live radio, guys. Put your seatbelts on.
Wacky, wacky, wacky guys. So basically, Tom, what are we going to be doing over the next couple of weeks, mate? We've got a few things.
We're going to have guests. We're going to
viral star guests.
Sorry, not just any guests. Viral stars. We're going to have the occasional game. Ooh. We're going to have some plays. Ooh. Some highbrow plays penned by your boy.
Yours truly.
Your boy T-Nice.
No, honestly, guys, stick around because I think is that happening at the end of the show?
We have a play for the end of the show.
Basically, Tom has written a screenplay and I've not seen it yet, so anything could happen. Also, guys, remember, you can tweet in at Jackmate, remember the double A's, or at FUBAR Radio, and we'll be reading some of your tweets out. What we want to know this show in particular, because I haven't mentioned it yet, but what's the theme, Thomas?
The theme is festivals.
The theme is festivals.
I was really thinking about TH and I was going to say festivals, but that wouldn't make any sense. But festivals.
Yeah, because I think it was the last day of summer officially on Tuesday, I think. So we're going to bring summer right back for two more. What are you laughing at?
Me and Will were just laughing because we didn't know if it was.
Well, I think it was. I've done my research. So we're going to bring summer right back for you and do 2 hours talking about festivals and all the stuff that happens at those wacky
indeed,
things.
Indeed, indeed. Have you had a good week, Jack?
I've had a cracking week, to be fair, mate. Yeah, I went to the FIFA launch on Monday. Yeah.
You had a plus one, didn't you?
I did have a plus
Who
one.
Who did you invite, sir?
I'm a friend, Jason, inevitably. Awkward. Awkward. Rule number one. Don't make it awkward.
Sorry.
No, it's good. There was a lot of footballers there. I mean, Nathaniel Clyne, Liverpool.
Yep.
Who else? Ashley Williams. Rio Ferdinand. So that's quite a...
But you mentioned that they weren't very charismatic, were they?
To be honest, mate, they sat in a box on the stage and played FIFA. So
like Gogglebox for FIFA?
Yeah, it was like Gogglebox, but... A little bit worse.
Oh. Wasn't there?
If that's possible.
Wasn't there a bit of a strange joke? One of the commentators was calling Nathaniel Clyne.
Oh yes, I haven't
wrong.
Actually. Yeah,
I haven't. No, go on.
You know Anthony Joshua? He's quite big at the moment,
yeah,
isn't he?
The boxer.
The very successful boxer. He was meant to be there. He turned up an hour late. Anyway, there was two commentators, Martin Tyler and Alan Smith, so the actual FIFA commentators, and they couldn't actually see the front of the stage because they were sat at the back in a commentary box, and they kept referring to Nathaniel Clyne as Anthony Joshua, and they were doing it for about 5 minutes, and everyone in the audience was just like, oh, come on.
I think there'd be some kind of runner producer in their ears.
Yeah, nah. That, where were you, Will, mate?
Yeah, Tyler.
Next time.
I've heard you don't fuck with Tyler.
But no, Akin Fenwa was there. He's a beast, isn't he?
Big old lad.
Yeah, he's a beast. He said that he was going to knock... he didn't. They said, what was it?
Costa.
You know all the stuff with Diego Costa?
Yeah.
Some member of the press team asked him what he would do if he was put in a ring with Costa. So obviously he said he would snooze him.
What does that mean? I'm not down with that.
Give him a little cuddle in bed. Don't get up, you're fine. Put the snooze on.
He said he'd have to knock him out. So big up Akin Fenwa. So basically, keep your tweets coming in at Jackmate at FUBAR Radio. It's all going to be about festivals, me and Tom Norris, for the next 2 hours.
Tom, what have you been up to?
Yeah, mate.
Will, we ain't doing Tom as well, are we?
Hang on. You say it's the Jackmate show, but let me play you this joke. You haven't actually heard this.
Ooh. What's this?
The Jackmate Show with Tom.
Oh, you got to look at your life and think someone's taking piss out of you on a jingle and when they've never met you. They've gone in the studio and go, you know how we can belittle this guy at his first show? We'll record this and make him feel... Kidding, I like it. I mean, I'm here.
And you're to pay to get here. So you're losing money by doing
but
this.
But in a way, I'm gaining confidence.
The fun doesn't stop there, though.
The Jackmate Show with Tom Nice.
Tom Nice?
No, it went... No, it's...
Like,
it,
oh, I thought you said Tom Nice.
Even the jingle was embarrassed to say your name.
So, Nice.
And you wonder why I took Jason to the event. Anyway, guys, all our songs coming up in the next 2 hours are festival-related. Yep. And Tom, I'll let you introduce this song, mate, and then you can tell the story behind it.
The first song is by The Front Bottoms, and it's called Flashlight.
Why is it so special?
We'll talk about it afterwards.
There's some plans
you,
to this.
You do your stuff, mate. Yeah. We'll do ours.
Out.
buzzing. Love that.
Yeah, lovely little track, isn't it? Well, the reason I chose that, because the theme is festivals, it was basically how we met, isn't it, Jack?
Basically how we met. It is, mate, yeah. Well, I'm going to do that every time. No, yeah, it is how we met. We were filming a sort of web series, weren't we? Yeah.
We were. That's how I first met Jack, because I do video production, and we needed presenters, and I gave Jack a little Facebook message. Didn't know him.
You didn't know me, but
gave him a chance.
Yeah,
but Jack was desperate for work, so I said yes. And then we met. I picked him up from Norwich on the way to Latitude Festival, because we went to five festivals.
Yeah,
over the summer last year, and that's how we kind of got to know one another. And Front Bottoms was one of the tracks on the CD in my car. Didn't change it the whole time.
No, it was the only CD you had. Well, that's what you told me.
Yeah, and then
you probably had some like really embarrassing CDs. You were like, I'm with this cool YouTuber kid. I can only play
Shania Twain. That's out the window. We're going to listen just to the Front Bottoms. You heard of them? Probably not. But
it's a horrible name for a band, though.
It really is. Front Bottoms.
Anyway, moving on from that, we're getting some tweets in. We've got a tweet from John Kemp saying, "Our good friend Jack now live." So thanks for that, John, for a little bit of promo. And we've got Franco Fraze. My cousin, he's doing so well for himself, Franco. You've been following that, Tom?
I haven't, mate.
No? If anyone's out there, check out Franco Fraze. Absolutely buzzing that you're listening, Frank. Yeah, keep your tweets coming in at FUBAR Radio, at Jack Mate. And, am I not speaking into the mic properly? Oh, I've been told off already. Jesus, how long are we in? 12 minutes. Anyway,
you're
guys.
You're just a maverick, Jack.
I am a maverick, mate. But you're talking over me, so who's the real maverick? We have guests each week, as we said, and coming up on this show is Aaron Craskill. Craskill? Aaron
Like, it sounds like a rascal.
Maybe he is a naughty little rascal.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
See you later. You might know him from Vine and Facebook.
See you later.
Really seedy. See you later.
Goodbye later.
We were meant to have him come on in half an hour, but he's just called me up and said, got to be on in 10 minutes, Will, because he's filming.
Filming, yeah. All right. Well, needs must, so we'll get him on at 5:30, that's fine.
Yeah, so we're just going to go for a few of our stories, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, mate. I was going to go for one of them, which you were at.
What, a festival?
At one of the festivals, when, I don't know if you remember, but one of these festivals had a nice little fire pit, and it wasn't when bands were playing, but they had speakers around it.
Yeah, was this the one in Leicester?
It was, Strawberry Fields Festival. And I was there with Jack, my colleague, and Jack Dean, and basically you could put your iPod on and play any song. So there's a crowd of people, and you know that pressure of like putting the right song on, and everyone's like, yeah. But basically, so Jack, my mate, which wasn't Jack Dean.
Is that how you always address him?
Just call him Jack Joy.
Joy put on some dance track that it's really sick song. Like, no one gave a shit. And then Jack was like, I'll put on some indie song, you know. But that one, everyone was like,
me.
Yeah, you. You put on something like Catfish in the Bottle Man or something like that.
Coming from the guy who shoots Front Bottoms.
Well, you like the song.
What song have you got tattooed on your toes? La-di-da by Manchester Orchestra. I can't even say it.
Anyway, I'll finish the story. And then I put something on something. Oh, don't put it out on. They're going to hate it. They're going to not like it. I put Man on the Mirror on. Everyone was going crazy. A woman came up to me afterwards going, my sister was buried to that the other week. But she said it in a way like, thanks for playing it, Tom. Didn't know my name, but I think she kind of knew.
Can I just say, that did happen, but all the reaction is bullshit.
No,
like, literally, it was just a song, and people were just like, yeah.
That is a lie. A woman shook her hand, and people said, well done, good track.
I'm kind of embarrassed that you remember that enough to bring it up on the radio a year later. Oh, my God.
Well,
I thought you were grimy, didn't you?
Grimy? I put a song and it went down well, Jack.
Okay.
You're part of someone's grieving process when you think about it.
I think I helped you get over it. Right. Move on from that.
Lucky this is FUBAR. Hey. Jesus, we're out of trouble already. Oh, God, I've not really got any good stories, to be honest. I mean, I've got... So, this, I should bring them up, really. I'm selling it to you guys. I was at Reading Festival 2012, and I was watching a band called The Wombats. You guys familiar with The Wombats?
Yep.
Good band. And basically, you know how when Reading's going on, Leeds is going on at the same time?
Yeah.
Wombats kept telling the crowd that we weren't half as good as the Leeds crowd the other day. So, obviously, we were getting a bit, like, pent up, a bit annoyed, like, yeah, let's have it, let's do a bit better than them. And then I think we won, because some guy in our crowd... He was sort of like 25 stone. Like, is that big? I don't know.
That is big.
I don't know. Yeah, measurements.
Big. Well, that I'm is. Like 12 and a half, so that is literally double me.
Yeah, he's probably double you.
Double the man you are, producer. Well.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't a little boy. he was massive anyway, and we were crowd surfing him, and but wait, he was naked.
What?
It gets better, or worse, depending on how you look at it. He was just wanking.
Well,
just wanking. Just wanking. People were carrying him, and he was just, yep, Yeah, I'm doing the actions. I can't see that.
And he was just...
This ain't YouTube anymore, mate.
So I would imagine the end of the show confetti was a bit salty that day.
So, like, logistically, I've got a few images in my head of a 25-stone man being crowd-surf wanking. Did he...
Finish
like,
the race?
Yeah.
That's what I mean, mate.
What?
The confetti was a bit salty that day. What,
he could... Oh, sorry, I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, that's fluffing words.
Wow.
No, yeah, that was a fun. I love how he's just quiet as you guys are trying to imagine. Stop trying to imagine it.
It's okay. Well, I was talking about Leeds and Reading. When the first time I went to Reading, it was I was about 15, I would say. 15 or 14.
Listen at him. I've been going for about 10 years, mate. Whoa, I still got the wristbands on.
I haven't. I did used to wear them for years and years on end, but I haven't anymore. Grown out of that phase. But the age where you go to, when you first ever festival, you see, oh, people are drinking in the day. It's fine. I remember we camped up to, now in hindsight, two complete losers, but at the time it was like two older guys. Like, you still have some beers. Like, what lads? There must be lads. But now you're thinking, that's two guys hanging out with 14 year old guys.
Doing kids. What everyone
just
else
going,
is
like,
doing.
Just like every time a girl walked past, be like, oh yeah. Like, obviously, they're just lonely guys who made friends with two 14 year old guys for the whole weekend. One of them's nickname was just Gingy Pubes, which they called it the whole weekend.
I know about that too well. That was my nickname at school, Will.
Was it?
Yeah.
Tom, did you have a nickname at school?
No.
Moving on.
No, I've always preferred Reading to Leeds, to be fair. But my favourite festival story, I don't know if it might be one of those you had to be there stories, really. So, again, don't know why I'm bringing it up. But you remember last year when we went, Tom?
Cause we to Leeds.
Yeah, to Leeds. Did I say Reading today?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, to Leeds. I went last year and basically... Obviously, because I'm a YouTuber, I get recognised quite a bit. I'm getting told off again.
It's fine.
Just quit moving your head.
Anyway, so I was at this festival, getting recognised all over the bloody shop, right? Autographs, pictures, a lot. And you remember them? There were six young girls who asked to come back to our sort of tents. Not in that way, Will.
Six young girls.
No, I shouldn't. I'm 22. They were 18. Yeah. So they. But it weren't nothing like that. We were all in relationships.
Yes.
They asked us, oh, Jack, mate, can we come and chill with you? I couldn't really say no. I couldn't go, oh, no, you've just given me a crate of Carling Export, but fuck off.
You were thinking, imagine the merch I can sell. I'll give them some time.
Business cards. So we brought them back, and it was really awkward because Jack Joy just, our mate who Tom mentioned, he just went and hid in the tent because it was too embarrassing. They were acting like they were 14, right? So me and Tom were just sitting there, just trying to like keep the conversation flowing until they'd go. If you're listening, hi. we started to play Never Have I Ever. Have you played this?
Yeah, of course.
Drinking game, Never Have I Ever. And... they were coming out with like sort of normal ones, like never have I ever kissed a boy twice. And then it got to Tom, are you listening?
Yeah, sorry, we were pointing at something. I had to mind what it was. Okay, go on.
Wait. So we were playing Never Have I Ever, and it was going around the circle, and it was coming to you, and I was getting so fucking nervous about what you were going to come out with. You remember what you come out with?
Nah.
He looked at these girls who had never met, and he was like, because you know when he's in Never Have I Ever, you usually say something like, you have done, so you're trying to catch the other ones.
Yeah.
I'm interested
so,
now.
So, like, never have I had a threesome. So everyone goes, he's had a threesome, cool. But Tom went, never have I ever shat in my hands.
That's a lot.
And lowered it into the toilet.
Let me explain.
So it doesn't
this.
Make that, a sound?
You're actually wrong, because honestly, that was one of the girls who said, I don't like shitting. Make the idea of my boyfriend hearing me take a. I said shit, don't I say it again? So I once took one in my hand and put it into the water. They said that.
What? Did they actually?
They said
though?
To not hear the splash, they did it in their hand and lowered it into the water. To which I said, like freeing a baby dolphin. That was my response. But I never said the question, Will. So I'm not weird. I said other stuff. So someone openly admitted in front of Jack.
She's like a kind of human shit JCB taking it from her hand, lowering it into the.
Exactly.
That's grim.
Tom, you're going to move on to the action.
But my story was, it was, you know when you're like, you're in a tent and it's raining and you have to try and think of some drinking games and you haven't got any cards or anything like that, so you make do with what you have.
When I was there?
No. This was like a Reading festival many a moon ago, and we were there. In the first years you go, you bring, your mum's like, bring loads of stuff from the supermarket, you save loads of money, which is true. My mum doesn't speak like that. And so we brought all of our stuff, and someone brought some tinned hot dogs.
Oh no!
With the brine in it, and the kind of one of the guys had a weird talent. Oh, that sounds so weird. One of the guys had a talent, which is weird, and he was able just to put things in his mouth and go quite deep. And the drinking game was, if you, whoever was the worst at putting the hot dog in the mouth, if they, like, gag reflex happened, they'd have to do a shot of brine.
Oh.
So it's not really a drinking game, is it? You just get a punishment. And I remember I was terrible at it, just so you guys know, I'm terrible at that. And then I lost.
Shout out.
So I went outside and I did the shot and I was like, I've done it. Open my mouth to prove I've done it. And then just projectile vomited it out of my mouth.
Nice. How old were you?
17.
So we'll let all the listeners think of that while we mull over the next song. What song is it, Tom? It's my song, actually.
It's your song, boy.
I think it's Sigma, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Sigma, yeah. And the reason I picked this is because I went to Radio 1's Big Weekend, saw it there, and it was bloody brilliant. So play this, mate.
You could do this.
This ain't about your love. This is about the lies that we've been told. This ain't about your freedom. This is about the future that's unknown. This ain't about forgiveness. This is about the light between my bones. This ain't about your sanity. This is about the things you think you'll know. For every time I fell down to my knees, oh, this is what they said. For every time I said my blood and tears, oh, this is what they said. So Jericho is coming down. We're gonna burn it down, down, down. For every time I lost my voice, oh Lord, oh, this is what they said. 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 This is for all our stories to be told. This ain't about no victory. This is about the place that we call home. So this is redemption. Oh, oh, this is redemption. And I've heard it all already. They will never stop me. They will never bring this down. If it's war, you know I'm ready. It's fire.
That is a tune. I bloody love that. Anyway, guys, as I said earlier in the show, we're going to be calling up viral stars each week. And this week, we've got Aaron Craskell. 4 million followers on Vine, 3.5 million on Facebook. That's bloody great. Let's go to Aaron Craskell. We got him.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Aaron?
Yes, man, you there?
Hello, Aaron.
Hello,
you're
Aaron.
Mate.
Yes, boys. Hey, look, listen, I'm in a bad place with not much signal, so I might keep cutting in and out.
That's
but
all right.
How you doing, guys? You good?
Yeah, not bad, mate. You're live on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, nice, man. Thank you for having me.
That's okay, mate. Your career has peaked, hasn't it?
you can say that, man. I don't really... To be honest, man, I'm just going with it every other... I mean, every day I'm just taking it as it comes, man, because it is...
It's a whirlwind.
It's gone crazy, and I just... So thankful to everyone for doing this for me. I can't believe it. I really can't.
That's crazy, mate. That's crazy. So how did you start then, mate?
Mate, I started on Snapchat. I was on a building site, painting and decorator. Snapchat got a new update overnight, and I was like, okay, so it started doing videos for 10 seconds. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing these like health and safety videos on a building site.
Right.
And obviously my boss was getting annoyed because I weren't working at the time properly. I was just doing videos. Anyway, people started saying to me, why can't you save these videos? Because they're really good. So I started a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And then in a couple of months, it got something like 10,000 followers. And I thought,
nice.
I thought, oh, okay. Like, I got a little bit scared. Anyway, left it alone. Ella, how you doing? Left it alone. And went on to Vine. And my Vine started going up quite a lot. Like,
yeah.
It was only me and Dapper Laughs at the time doing street stuff.
Right.
So basically, man, it got to the point where I had like 300K on there. And I thought,
that's crazy.
I'm going to go back to Facebook, man. it was like my little baby at the time. I thought, I'm going to go back to Facebook, do some compilations. That was last November, and now...
Blimey,
now, man. Now you know, bro. I just can't believe it.
Yeah,
I really,
Aaron, how was See You Later born? Was that just a... That's the big question.
Right, a good question. My cousin used to get really drunk all the time, and he's like one of them annoying drunks will come up in your ear, and you know they're like shouting in your ear in a busy club. He's like, I'm just going to go to the toilet, see you later. And I thought, do you know what, right? And I thought to myself, I was in Morrison's, seeing some, I had my glasses on my head. They weren't initially supposed to be there.
Fate.
So basically I did a little in this woman's ear saying there's 2-for-1 in Tesco's, and I flipped my glasses down. But overnight I put the Vine up saying see you later.
Mm.
And overnight it got saying stupid on Vine. So I thought, do you know what, I'll keep doing these.
Yeah.
And you know, mate, every single person I walk past now, I'm in Canterbury today.
Yeah.
Big student city, and it's gone crazy.
Nice, nice.
I love it, honestly.
Mate, does it ever get annoying? Like, is there any days where you just think, like, oh, I don't want to keep hearing this off people? Because I know you...
You know what?
Go on.
Every single day, I am literally thankful for everyone coming up to me, having selfies, doing all this, doing all that, but... the only person who finds it quite annoying sometimes is my missus.
Yeah. I can imagine.
And, it's only because, like, when I'm walking through town with my kids and stuff, people still stop me, but I don't mind that. But obviously, she's new to this, and it's new to both of us. And obviously, I'm not in the private eye, and I've done that myself. But I've put my video out there so much that I want them to be seen. And I've got, at the end of the day, I've got to put up with it. So I don't care. I love it. And I try as much as I can to get my followers. High fives, how you doing?
Yeah, nice,
I try
mate.
To get my followers so much in my videos all the time.
That's good to see.
Doing group ones and stuff like that. But
do you ever wish that you, rather than see you later, is hello? Because it must be quite depressing, everyone going, see you later.
Do you know what? I started doing the high five videos, and I calmed down a little bit on them because everywhere I went, people wanted high fives.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? When you're going into a toilet and coming out, it's not really hygienic, man.
Yeah, exactly. London Underground.
Yeah, I was with Tinchy Strider the other week, and he said to me, he said, do fist pumps instead. It's more hygienic. And I thought, it is actually more hygienic if you do a fist pump.
Sore knuckles.
But, mate, it's all about the knuckles, man.
Aaron, in your Vines, you come across as, like, honestly, like a really lovely, genuine bloke. How much of that, like, is that you? Or are you, like, a scumbag behind the scenes?
Well, 100% you are getting the exact me.
Oh, nice.
I made a decision when I first started doing these videos 3 years ago that I will not swear in my videos. I'll be completely family friendly, and I've stuck to it, man.
Nice,
I will
mate.
Never. There's no need. Well, some comedians, fair play to them, man. I'm good mates with a few viners who do swear and stuff. But the thing is, I don't feel like I have to because I'd rather get the comedy side across.
Yeah,
I do different sketches by myself. I do public reactions.
Yeah.
I do dub over. I do. I just want to be. I just want to class myself as kind of just like a family-friendly video maker, man. There's no need to be like that.
Especially
around women and stuff like that, man. I'd never ever...
Do you look down on, like, YouTubers who just swear in all their videos to get teenage audiences?
No, do you know what, man? I'm going to put one thing straight about this, I might be... I might come across silly now. I might come across... I don't know how many listeners you've got, man, but I'm going to say something. No, can you tell me before I say this?
Yeah,
go on.
We've only got about 2.5 mil.
Oh, Jesus
Aaron, we have no idea, mate.
We don't
speak
know.
Away.
Thousands.
I'm going to speak, okay, listen.
Go on.
Apparently there was a little beef about Viners and YouTubers. To be honest, I wanted to make it, I've got a YouTube channel, it's only got like 60,000 subs, yeah?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I can't sit there in a room just randomly talking. I'd rather be out. So,
Aaron,
at the end of the day, yeah, go on.
Have me and you got beef?
No, man, but I'm sick of hearing, I've tried collabing with YouTubers before, hopefully me and you can do St. Jack, but well, the thing is, yeah.
I don't want to have to snooze you.
No, but I've had enough of people looking. I've heard a lot about this, and I don't know if it's true, but a lot of people do say, "Oh, these Viners coming up doing these 6-second videos, thinking and getting all this like recognition for it." But at the end of the day, I think it's more creative. I go out every single day. I was going out on my lunch breaks at work, videoing in the mornings, at night time, editing. Then I was going out in all weathers, bro. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
I'll be really, really honest with you, yeah, because I'm quite outspoken on my YouTube channel and whatnot, and
I'm
quite vocal in the fact that I dislike a lot of other YouTubers. Like,
I don't dislike her. I think their stuff's great. I watch Pointless. I watch Zoella, but Zoella's good. But
yeah, but I actually appreciate Viners more than I do YouTubers, to be fair. So that's just my opinion. I can't speak for the rest, but
I'm going to put one thing across. I just think we're more creative. I'm sorry for saying that, but I think we are.
No. I totally agree, mate. I totally agree.
Fire at lunchtime.
I've been walking around the city since 10 o'clock this morning to get 6 shots on my phone, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't sat there in the living room for 3 minutes talking, randomly talking and doing a splat the egg on my head challenge.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I'm not doing that. Sorry.
No, bang on, mate. Bang on. That's the thing,
your next video.
Yeah.
Oh, you're joking.
No. I'm just putting a biro through my notepad right now, Aaron, but don't worry.
I just want to check something, Aaron. We don't have beef.
Mate. I just want to be out. I want to get as much reactions and be with the public, man, because I want to show real stuff to real people, not like,
yeah.
Fair play, man. Thing is, I can't be a YouTuber, man. I haven't got floppy hair. No, I'm joking. I am actually joking, man. Listen, if there's any YouTubers listening, man, collab me up, mate. I would love to be in a video with you guys. But I'm going to do me one favour. You're coming out with me. I won't be sitting in the room with you. You're going to come out with me on the streets and do some videos.
Okay, Aaron, so I'll make a YouTube channel tomorrow and we'll just hang out.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, me and my 200 followers on Twitter.
I know, man. Look, it's not. I mean, I love my following to pieces, yeah, but I can't think about the following side because if I do, I panic.
Yeah,
I literally do panic. I think, okay, I'm going to do a video today. I'm not going to put. I think, oh my God, I've got 4 million followers. That would make me actually physically panic. I just put it out there and I just hope for the best, man.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Sweet. So, last question, Aaron. What's next for Craskill? And see you later.
Oh, mate, what's next for me? Do you know what? I've been pushing my presenting quite a lot lately. I want to do a lot of collabs with different... Hello, mate, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, of course you can. Give me 1 minute. Sorry, people want selfies, Jack.
Oi, do the selfie now, but put the guy on.
Yeah. Oh, listen, this is a video. They want to speak to you. Turn your radio down. Right, you ready, Jack?
Yeah, go on.
Here, mate, here. Hello?
Hello, mate, you're live on FUBAR Radio.
Okay, go ahead, mate. What can I do for you?
this is so blasé.
This is so official.
What's your name, mate?
Yeah.
My name's Abe. I'm from Canterbury, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. And what do you do? What's your profession?
Yeah, well, I want to stop. My wife loves him. She's hilarious when he's on. He does make us laugh. I've got to admit, he does, yeah. So I wanted to grab a selfie so I can send it to her and say, look, here's our celebrity for the day.
Okay, mate. Nice. Well, you're the celebrity now, mate. Yeah. FUBAR Radio.
Mate, I've been a celebrity all my life, mate. He should be taking it with me, not the other way around.
That's why we put you on, mate. Yeah. We could feel your aura through the phone.
What time's your show?
He'll send it to you. I'll do one and he'll do the other, yeah?
Yeah, I've got no idea
what's
going on.
I've got to go because I've got a customer.
Yeah, all right, mate. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Taxi driver's a legend.
Thanks for your time, mate.
He's a taxi driver, was he?
Yeah, man. I'm having a picture of him right now. Look, I'll send it to you, Jack. Hold on 2 seconds. Right, ready?
Cool.
Smile.
Tweet it to FUBAR Radio.
Yeah,
nice.
Man. One more.
They're having a picture.
Yeah, man. Cheers, bye-bye. See you soon.
Jack. He was to the point, wasn't he?
Mate, he was a good guy, man. He's a good guy.
He knew what he wanted.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. We're going to do some collabs together, Jack. Is that right?
Yeah, let's do something, mate. Let me know what you want and I'll be there.
Yeah, man, of course. Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do? Go on, tell me now. What do you want to do?
Well, do you know what? Let's do the egg challenge, man. Slapping on each other's heads. I've said that now, haven't I? Let's do a really good YouTube video.
What about you take me into your Vine world and I'll take you into my YouTube world?
Mate, bring it, man.
And I'll
You'll
watch.
Be ready for it.
All right, mate. Nice one, Aaron. Aaron, anyway, so before you go, mate, what's your song choice for today?
Oh, mate, okay, we're going to do it. Chasing Status,
yes.
Blind Faith.
Nice
I
one,
love
Aaron.
That tune.
Cheers for...
So listen,
cheers.
If everyone's listening right now, put in Facebook, A-R-R-O-N, not A-A, A-R-R-O-N.
Yes, that's
Add me away.
Aaron with two R's, Kraskel.
Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
See you later,
nice talking, mate. Take care.
See you later.
Cheers, bye.
See you later.
And I dare not turn the pages, fighting with automatic self-destruction. It's a blind faith, a cruel waste, one bitter day. So I know I need this sweet sensation.
See you later. That was Aaron Kraskel. Well, that wasn't. That was Status. But no, I enjoyed that. What do you think of him?
He seemed a very lovely bloke.
I had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of weeks ago at a YouTube event.
Bragging?
And, yeah. So what the fuck was he at a YouTube event if he just kept slagging us off?
Just fine. And he'd be more creative than you, Jack, I think.
He didn't just sit on the sofa 6 seconds.
Slamming his face with eggs.
Oh, dear. I will snooze him if I have to. So this is a little section that I think my viewers might enjoy, as opposed to the rest of the show, which they're hating. No, I'm going to do some rants. Well, we're both going to do some rants, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
What? How many you got?
I have
two rants, two whole rants.
And like the professional I am, I have three.
Ooh, three, two.
Three. I've been a bit quiet on YouTube recently because I've been focused on this.
So these are going to be really good rants then. These are going to be better than anything you've done, right?
I wrote them on the train on the way here.
Oh,
so,
yeah. There you are.
Yes, yeah, so because I'm going to get a bit angry, producer Will, right, I need some bloody gangster music. Play that funky beat again. Yes. Yo, I'm going to do this in a rap, yo. So basically, that's a bit too loud, Will. Jesus, come on, that's my first
We're straight, but we're not that straight. There's sound regulations on this street.
So, Tom, the first thing that has been pissing me off, right, is these new hoverboard things that all the Belieber boys are riding about on. You seen these?
I think I have.
For a start, they don't even fucking hover. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you seen these? The little hoverboard?
Yeah, I've seen them on Casey Neistat.
Yeah, yeah.
Big fan of them.
He can...
You're a fan of them?
Oh, dear.
No, he's a big fan of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, right.
I think they're shit.
They're just Segways without handles, really, aren't they? Mm. I mean, who looked at them? Who looked at a Segway, to be honest, and said, that could do without a handle? That could be less cool.
Let's make that more dangerous.
I did actually script that in and then thought I'd sound boring saying it, so I deleted it. You've gone for it. Oh, God. Anyway, I saw a brand of these Segway things on Twitter the other day called Swagways.
Swag.
Okay.
Swag.
At least you know what you're getting with that.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, there's just... The people that ride about on them as well think they're actual gangsters.
Mm.
I mean, so that got me thinking. Imagine if actual gangsters did ride about on them. Ronnie and Richie Craig going around London on a Swagway.
This is a shootout on my Swagway.
Oh, dear. Just crawling through London at 5 miles per hour, falling off curbs. That'd be cool.
There's different variations as well, isn't there? Like, there's the... It's hard to describe on radio, but that one in the middle, it's like a unicycle.
Yeah, they're all pathetic.
That's shit.
All pathetic. Just like, get pushed by and fuck off, mate. So that's my first thing.
There's a message.
Go on. Hit me back with a rant, Tom. Go.
Well, my rant is... That makes me sound a bit tight-fisted, but basically, the new thing now when you go to a bar and you're buying a drink, just a drink, and then you see the thing of, do you want to give a gratuity for a drink?
Yeah.
It's essentially asking you before you pay for it, am I good at my job? So like I was at the bar the other day buying a beer, and then the lady was being really nice and customer servicey, gratuity. I said no. Suddenly her face dropped and it was like, alright.
And literally all they do is go to the fridge, open it up and give it
exactly,
to you.
Exactly. But I was still thinking, what's next? They're going to give you a menu and go, do you want to give us some a tip for giving you the menu with a smile? It's just, fair enough if you've got a big rowdy group of 50 people in a restaurant, but
I know what you meant.
Gratuity.
Yeah, that's annoying. They do that next door, to be honest, don't they?
So. Yeah, that's what reminded me.
Another thing.
Next door down there?
Yeah. You buy one beer and they go, do you want to leave us a tip? I said, fuck off, pal. We just bought a drink.
Sorry, we've only been here twice, mate, and we've got to go there after the show, so they might be listening then.
That was Jack.
I'm not on about literally next door. I'm on about three doors down, so near the corner shop, over the back, around the corner.
I think he's trying to get out of a hole.
Another thing that's been annoying me are these little bags that all these little like chavvy teeny bopper kids are wearing on the side of their bodies. In these, a little Le Coq Sportif.
Is it a man bag?
I don't know.
Looks a bit like a clutch.
Looks a bit
a
like
clutch
a,
bag.
A clutch bag for chavs. Yeah. Like, it's too small to actually hold anything in.
Hmm.
I mean, you could hold an iPhone, I guess. Not the Plus, but you could hold the iPhone. So it's it's just like
footballers like them, don't they?
Do they?
I see a lot of footballers having them.
I don't know. I'll ask one next time I'm at an event. Could finish that. So next time I'm texting Rio. Yeah. So these fanny packs that chavs are wearing.
Fanny packs.
Well, it is, isn't it? It's what your mum used to wear when you was at fucking Disneyland Paris.
You don't
when
know
you
her. You don't know her. You don't know what she wore.
Very little.
But. Come on. Hi, Mum.
Hi, Chris. Is it Chris?
Yeah, it is Chris.
Get in. Thanks for the show.
Don't say get in after you said my mum's name. Chris, get in.
Got in is what I should be saying.
Come on. Next time you come around, she's going to spit in the rice pudding. Tell you that much.
Don't like rice pudding anyway.
Anyway, don't like it anyway.
Only because she made it.
I'm kidding, Chris.
Next one.
I just read my one. But anyway, mine one was, I get annoyed, which doesn't happen as regularly as I'm making it out. But when you say, someone's like, yeah.
Sorry, Tom. Is that running out, Will?
No, we're all about to reload in.
Reload.
I'm not feeling very urban. We're back on the streets.
Yes, go.
Mine was when you see someone says like, to my colour hair, and they have black hair, and they're like, well, you know, actually, there's no such thing as black hair. It's just dark brown.
Black's not a colour. Yeah, it's the absence
black's
of colour.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what pisses me off. And it's like nighttime. It's not black. It's not a black sky. It's actually blue. It's like, why do you care so much? People have black hair.
This isn't anything that I planned. But talking about that, you know, the black of your eye, the pupil is more scientifically known.
Yeah.
That apparently that someone tried to tell me once. That's just a hole. There's nothing covering it. So it's just a hole. But because the hole goes so far to the back of your head, it reflects light, which makes it look like it has a glaze on it. So it's actually just a hole. That's not true, is it?
No, is it?
Anyway, moving on. My last rant is this is a bit edgy, but YouTubers.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Hang on.
Knock, knock.
Bring the music down. Serious talk.
This is serious. Look, listen. I'm tearing up the rule book.
Ooh.
Props. YouTubers, and I know you're thinking, but what the F, Jack? You are a YouTuber. Just hate how they act, mate. Hate how they act. I mean, like, I know we get given stuff for free every now and then off of brands and whatnot. But I mean, I know this one YouTuber. I'm not going to mention any names, but he'll go to like the cinema on a Wednesday, get two for one for him and his girlfriend.
That's Orange Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, Orange Wednesday, and then he'll tweet, "Oh, thanks, Odeon, for the free tickets." Oh, shut up, you band.
That voice.
Well, thanks, Odeon. For the cough sweets. Carry on. Is that all,
mate? That's the rant.
There must be more YouTubers that kind of grind your gear, so to speak.
Oh, there are a lot, mate. But if I name them, I'm going to lose all my subscribers. What's up, guys? Tom,
that was not me.
That definitely was.
I don't even know who that is.
Shots fired. No. Will, do you watch any YouTubers?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of three YouTubers.
Yeah. Oh.
Four, sorry. One, of course, is just...
Oh, wow.
Oh, do the show on your own.
The Tom Mate Show.
Casey Neistat.
Yeah, big fan of him.
Daily. Fun for Louis.
Yes.
Which you said you met the other week.
I
so
did.
How
lovely,
was he?
Lovely, lovely chap.
He's the dreadlock chap who had bugs.
He did eat bugs back in the day. Did you know him back?
He got in trouble, didn't he, once?
Yeah.
The
RSPCA, wasn't it?
Yeah, because a goldfish has a backbone, so it has a vertebrae. I don't know the terms.
I think you're right, mate. You're right.
I should go with it, shouldn't
go
I?
Go with it. Feel
so
confident.
So a goldfish is a fish. No, I met Louis. He's big. He's taller than me. Hencher than me, obviously. And he's just a very lovely guy. He came up to me and asked me why I never attend events. So it made me feel at home. Because it made me feel like he knew me.
Like he noticed when you wasn't there. Yeah. Wasn't there.
Yeah, it was all he was thinking.
Whenever he goes, he's like, "Where's that Jack guy with the floppy hair?
And the big jaw.
And the big jaw. Oh, what's happened to your jaw? You're falling off your bike."
Falling off my Segway.
Did he offer to take you around the world? Any exotic places?
Yeah, but I was too busy doing this. So
priorities.
Yeah, think about that when we discuss a food. So that's the rants done. I think Will, what are they done? Have you got any rants? Anything annoyed you?
No, I mean, you two have been a pleasure to work with so far, but we have got an hour and 10 minutes left, so that might change.
Ooh, knock knock, Will's here. Jesus.
An hour and 10 minutes and we're all out of stuff.
Are you trying to speak slowly to take up more time? Fill in dead air.
Can we call Aaron back, please?
The next song is by Foo Fighters and it's called Everlong.
Wait, don't press it. Why have you...
The first Reading Festival I went to, these guys were headlining.
And something happened there?
I don't know. Something probably did, but not with me. I was watching the band.
So you've just picked it because you've heard it before?
It's just nostalgic, Jack. It reminds me of when I was a young guy at 16.
Oh, can I quickly... What have we done for time? Have I got... Can I quickly guess?
You can do what you want, mate. Sure. It's the Jack Mate Show.
Hang on. Well, if you can leave, Will. No.
Show on Foobar Radio.
Can you get it to say Jack, mate?
Yeah,
hang on. Look, we're putting Will up. Look.
Go on, Will, show us what you got.
Why are you going red, Will?
Ooh, pass your probation, Will.
The Jack Mate Show on Foobar Radio.
That's yours, you do what
What's
you want.
What's the
with
bit
it?
At the end?
Hey?
My voice broke afterwards, but there's a noise at the... Okay,
yeah, that's that like a little...
The Jack Mate Show on Foobar Radio.
They just slapped a goat.
No, it sounds like a girl. Like,
Oh, does it? Okay. Yeah.
Probably because it's what they're all going to be doing when they listen to my voice on the radio. The dulcet tones of Dean.
Slapping goats.
What was it you wanted to say?
Robbie was then telling us, and I want to share that story about that girl. Yeah, we've got a friend called Robbie Knox who may be coming up on future shows. For anybody who's a bit older, you might remember him from Soccer AM. He was the tramp. And basically, we asked him to share one of his festival stories, and we would love to have him here telling you, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I think it was quite funny.
It was
funny?
It was funny when he said it.
Oh,
Let's see how you do.
No, basically, so Jack. I'm not. Shut up.
Go on, mate.
Pressure's on.
If I get this, if this is funny, I want to rock.
I'll tell you what, because two people haven't heard it, and that's the two producers outside, well, Adam and Nora.
You mean the two that aren't even listening?
Just yeah. So since. we'll gauge their reaction.
Okay. Well, they're not listening. So
go on, Jeff.
You've already lost.
So basically, Robbie went to his first festival, and he was being enlightened to the world of festivals. It is a whole new world, isn't it, Tom? I mean,
it was the singer from the Reverend and the Makers.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell it. Do you know what, Will?
Yes.
Play the song.
Which song?
You're not getting it now.
Come on, it's a good story, honestly.
It's a great story.
It's a good story.
I thought you were just making a mistake.
I need you to do the story.
Play the fucking song.
Takes me back.
Takes you back to your first festival many moons ago. Go on. What were we discussing before we went to that song? Because I've lost my train of thought.
We were
supporting you full-heartedly for you to tell the lovely tale of Robbie Knox's tale.
Okay, so basically this happened to... I'll tell you the truth now. I was going to say this is Robbie Knox's story, but anyone out there familiar with Reverend and the Makers, great bands, I used to be well into them when I was about 16, 17. Anyway, the lead singer from Reverend and the Makers, apologies, but I can't remember the guy's name, so... John McClure, right. John McClure went to his first festival. So I just love this story, because I love imagining it, but there's too much riding on it now. He went to his first festival and he was enlightened by the magic, shall we say.
Yes.
There's lots of daytime drinking, as you say, lots of partying, lots of substance, sun. Not for me, but for some, you know, and lots of girls, essentially. And
yes.
He was telling us about the first time he saw this beautiful woman walking across... what festival was it then?
I think it was Reading.
Reading. He saw this girl walking across the field in Reading, and he said that he'd never seen a girl like her. She was beautiful, she was stunning, she was wearing like lovely clothes,
like a female Hercules.
Yeah, so this beautiful girl, and he said that he was mesmerised by her as he sat there in his deck chair drinking his can of strong there, and he was looking at her for 2 minutes, probably a bit too long, but we'll carry on watching her for about 2 minutes, strut across this field, long blonde hair, and then she just dropped her shorts and her knickers and took a shit in the middle of the field. So
so the kind of romance was...
No, it made it hotter for him.
Did he went over, scooped it up,
and freed it like a dolphin.
Just put it down the toilet.
And he made it into a bouquet, which he carries around with
a bouquet.
Yeah, anyone seen a portaloo?
A bouquet.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, there you go. I think you've done it justice, Jack.
I don't know. Tweet in, please, at Jackmate and at Fubar Radio, and let me know if that story was a success. If it was good, say, that was a great shit story. If it was bad, say, that was a shit story. And then I'll feel
like that.
Bad about myself.
And they can get in contact via email, which is jack@foobarradio.com. And that's just your usual spelling of Jack.
Yeah, that's not the tricky double A thing. So
that's complicated, that, Jack.
Yeah.
The double A.
Is it?
No.
Do you know why I've got that, Will?
No, I don't, sorry.
Because, do you know where I'm from?
You're from Norwich.
Norfolk. Jack. My name's Jack.
Jack. Yeah. Okay.
I wish it was that clever. Jack was just taken, so I went for the double A's. So we've got another section, because our show's bloody pro.
Full of segs, this is. Full of segs.
Segways. Oh, go on, then, Will. Pass them here, boy. So, basically, go on, Tom. This
weird
is your section.
Weird and wonderful,
mate.
News from the interweb.
Ooh,
do you want a bed for that?
I'd love a bed, please, sir.
Yes. Tuck me in, Will.
Really? Is this all the beds we have? A rock boy bed.
Oh dear, we're gonna have to change this.
Yeah, we will do.
Yo, news from around the world. Yo.
So I'm gonna start with this important story. You might have read it in a paper.
Because obviously you're the guy who sorts this show out. I just sort of turn up and.
All the buck onto me.
No, because I want to know what is actually happening. Are you just going to tell these stories?
I'm going to read a news story which I found online.
I found free also.
Yeah, well, all right. Yeah. well done. But you can do yours after, or take it in turns.
No,
my one starts first.
Yeah, go on.
The headline is, World's Grumpiest Old Woman Glues Nude Bottom to Devon's Window in Protest Against Everything.
What?
Exactly.
Old woman glues...
Grumpiest old woman glues her butt to Debenham's window in protest against everything.
Against everything?
Everything. The funniest thing about the story, because, you know, it's glued an ass to glass. But this is... She was wearing a sash that said, a world's grumpiest woman. And when asked, why are you doing it? Because obviously you'd think there's something to do with Debenham. She just goes, I'm just fed up.
She's is that literally her only excuse?
I'm fed up with everything.
That's amazing.
So she must one day be like, something like, she burned the toast. I'm going to get that sash, go to Debenham's and stick my ass in the window.
We've all been there. We've
all been close. Got a stapler out outside Dixon's. But
mate, if you had to staple your ass to a shop window, what shop would you go for?
Oh, that's a question.
I'd go Matlin.
I'd go Body Shop because it'd be slightly punny.
Tweet in at Fubar.
Where would you stick your body?
What shop would you stick your ass to?
Probably Clinton Cart.
Say it as if it actually means anything. Probably Clinton's.
You got a lot to look at.
What? Why have you gone Clinton
Light
Cart?
Reading.
Well, you think you got your birthdays, your weddings, deaths.
I guess you'd be wearing your birthday suit.
Hey! Turn that up.
Hi, it's Fubar.
That's amazing how quickly you came out with that. Clinton cards. I'd go Maplin, because I took some from back there the other day and said, I'm just moving on to this now, but this is why I'd give them my ass, because I went, I bought this the other day. It was a lead for a computer, and I said, this is missing this adapter. And they said, oh, no, you've just taken the adapter out. Oh, no, genuinely, I bought it and it didn't have the adapter. No, you've taken it out. If you want a refund.
Just a full-on argument in the shop.
Yeah, and then I snoozed him.
Yes.
Next story, Thomas Norris.
We'll do another one of mine, okay?
Yeah, we'll do all yours and we'll do all mine.
Man. So it's a man who took 35 Viagra pills in an hour, ends up in hospital with 5-day erection.
I love the picture on the sheet.
He's got a cheeky face, he's doing a bit of a cheeky piece face.
35, you know what that Viagra means.
35 Viagras in an hour, which you think, why? Why would you do such a thing?
Wait, I'm trying to work out the maths here. How long is a Viagra meant to last for?
The only experience I have of Viagra is through, you remember the TV series Skins?
Yes.
And whatever, I think it was Chris, he took one, and he had one for about 12 hours.
Okay.
Well, so anyway, he took this many, he ended up feeling sick and dizzy and hallucinating, everything I saw was green. And then he goes on to say, very modestly, I had a massive erection.
Massive.
Would not go away. Massive.
Modest.
It wasn't a permanent erection, but every time I brushed up against something for 5 days, it sprang into life. And it wasn't useful for me.
It wasn't useful.
Yeah. Fortunately, my wife forgave me, and I realised I'd been very, very lucky. Well, not that lucky if you weren't using it, big boy.
Wait! No joke!
Thomas Norris.
With smut news.
Oh, that was quality, Tom. That was quality. This section goes on for a bit longer, Will, so if you can just...
Reload that,
that'd be great.
So...
Yes! Going on from that story, you know who I've mentioned a few times now, Jason Fuller?
Yes, I know.
I was at a festival with him, and he went to pass out during Imagine Dragons, and he said that the reason he was going to pass out is because everything turned green. So, Jason, caught you, you horny little devil.
Caught you green-handed.
Yeah, popping those Viagras at Reading.
You randy rascal.
Did he think randy it was rascal? Something else?
What?
Did he think it was something else?
I don't know, mate. I don't know, Will.
Stop giving him a hard time.
We don't want drug humour on this show, Will. Please, mate.
Hard time. Stop giving him a hard time.
Because of erection! No, that does not deserve a bed.
That's all right.
Snooze.
But play anyway, because it's getting awkward. So, go to the next one.
Oh, okay. I'll go for my... I've got... Pick left or right.
I wouldn't vote for him in the erection. That's like election.
That was just about... Yeah.
Oh, God.
Left or right.
Can we not have both?
Boo-hoo! Clown Tears, the acclaims he's banned from Cambridgeshire Carnival. This is all centred around the entertainer, Charlie Carnival.
It's Tom, this is from where you're from as well, isn't it?
It is, it's just from Huntingdon, near where I live. Actually, where my girlfriend's from.
Clown's Tears.
Hey, Caitlin! But yeah, so this is based around this guy called Charlie Carnival, who wanted to be involved in this big carnival that happens in Huntingdon, but sadly the electorate said no.
Why would they not let Charlie the
Because
clown
apparently,
in?
Charlie Carnival, they said so many people have phobias of clowns. So,
what?
So, but I went on Charlie Carnival's Facebook, just to make sure he's doing all right, because I've got a Facebook page, 12 likes, but...
he needs a collab with Aaron Cross.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
But he's said in his About Me, he says, I won't be performing at Huntingdon Carnival because I'm too funny. So there you go. But if you're worrying about him, he will be performing at the other carnival happening, Oxmoor Marathon or something like that.
Tom.
So he'll be there, and there'll be a logo competition.
Go on, tell me more about the logo.
If you want to enter the logo competition for the Charlie Carnival experience, go on his Facebook page and he'll be there. Charlie Carnival, Foo Bar supports you.
Oh dear.
Did you have any kind of, that sounds like to me like a kind of local legend of your community?
I've never heard of him, Will.
Have you got...
Wait. If you are listening, can we get the listeners to write on his wall?
I think so. Nothing, you know.
Like his page.
Let's support him. Like Charlie Carnival's page. He's got a picture of, I think it's a dog or a little clown in a kind of paint logo.
It's either going to be a dog or a clown. After the story you've told us, I'm going to go with a clown. Go to Charlie Carnival on Facebook and write on his wall just saying that you're a big fan of him.
Big old fan.
Tom, also, I'm gonna give you a little a mission now, right?
Sure.
Yeah, within the next sort of, say, run-up to Christmas, we need to get Charlie Carnival in
I
as a guest.
I would love to get Charlie Carnival.
Can we just get him on the phone?
Yeah. All right, he'd be clowning around.
Listen to Will, he's hanging around with YouTubers.
How many likes you say? 12?
Yeah. 12.
How many you got on your fan page, Will?
Haven't got one.
Why am I sticking up for Charlie Carnival? I don't know.
I feel connected to Charlie Carnival now.
Oh dear me. Anyway, good stories. Let's have your last one.
Last story. Cow in Cambridge moves in disgust after man urinates in front of police officers.
Cow moves in disgust?
So, yes, essentially there was a drunken disorderly bloke in Cambridge. Police went over to check he's okay. And then apparently he's dropped his trousers, did a little wee, and the cow went, moo! And the police tweeted saying the cow apparently sounded like he was in disgust of this gentleman.
Ooh.
But my question to you guys is, do a moo that's in disgust.
Imagine what the cow would have done if it was in that girl that shat in at Reading.
Where?
Moo!
Oh, no, luckily he wasn't doing number two, or it would be...
So why did the guy urinate in front of the police?
I think he was just drunk and disorderly, mate. He just didn't know what day it was.
Okay.
Didn't know where his bed was buttered.
Oh, let's just listen
Jack's
to this bed
news.
For a minute. No, go on. Let's appreciate this.
Jack's News.
And again, Will, come on, I've got a few more now.
Yo!
We're back again! Still your boys! So, I've got three news stories for you.
Looking forward to it, mate. All the research you've done, I'm looking forward to see what you got.
Oh, yeah, very, very bland. So you're going to have to pick holes in these, because I want you two to ask as many questions as you can.
Okay.
So, there's a region of Southeast Asia. Right, I can't pronounce the name of the region, so I want
give
you to
give it
bother.
A go.
I can't pronounce it. So
Tom, can you have a go for
us? Go on, show me the bit of paper.
Look at this.
They're both discussing it at the moment.
Knangent.
Jesus.
Again?
Oh, I wasn't being weird.
Knangent.
It's spelt with a K and an N. Accent.
Look at that
Knangent.
One.
Knangent.
That's phonetically spelt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Knangent.
Forget it.
It doesn't matter. Let's not dwell.
Knangent.
Knangent. Anyway, we can't say it, obviously. Anyway, this region of Southeast Asia, they have a law there, which... I know you guys said that this has got to be topical news.
Yeah.
This is just news in general. They have a law there in which if you have an erect penis size of over 4 inches, you get asked to leave the region. What do you think
of
that?
Get asked to leave the region.
You get asked to leave the region.
What is that, sorry?
If you have an erect penis size of over 4 inches, you get asked to leave the region.
Oh, wow. So the previous bloke who was on the Viagra...
He would have not been allowed to live
and
there.
So, is that your passport, almost? So
just
walk in.
Picture your knob. Yeah. What's his tweet?
Joseph C. Wilfred has tweeted in with just Sui Charlie Carnival.
That's a hashtag. That needs to get trending.
Charlie Carnival. Let's get that trending. Hashtag just Sui Charlie Carnival.
I love that. That's great. That's
very
great.
Well played, Mr. Joseph.
No, that's great, Joseph, but can I get back to my story, please? The guy with the erections. Guys.
So yeah, if you have a fob on, which is over 4.5, you have to leave the town.
Just 4 inches, mate. If your knob's over 4 inches, you gotta go. Basically,
where do you have to go? Just anywhere.
Basically, they ask you to leave the region. If you decline that, they offer you a sex change or a penis reduction.
Well, at least they're upfront about it.
that must be pricey.
What do the women of the region think to this kind of this law?
They enforce it.
Yeah, they enforce it.
No, you're not going nowhere near here.
Hispanic.
They have very shallow vaginas.
Oh,
so
where are we now? Okay. So
uncensored, unregulated.
Fubar.
Yeah, so my next one is last week in Alabama, USA, a woman named Jane DeLate sued her cousin for $25,000. After he said to her, good morning, and she went on to have a really rubbish morning. She said he was liable for putting pressure on her that day. She won the case and spent the 25 grand on having a really great morning.
Okay. I think either you stumbled across The Onion or something that isn't real, or...
Well, The Onion?
The Onion is a satire newspaper.
Okay, all right.
Oh, has he been done already?
I think he might have been done.
One show in.
What do you mean?
Go on. Tell us more about the story. So basically, is it brother or...
The woman, her cousin.
Her cousin.
Yeah, Jane DeLate, bless her.
His cousin in the morning said, good morning, and then she had a terrible day, and she's like, you know what, it's your fault.
He put pressure on her to have a great morning.
Well, I don't know. Enforce fun, you do get a lot of pressure, but I wouldn't sue Santa.
You wouldn't sue Santa?
How about hashtag that? Don't sue Santa.
So many hashtags going around. So, yeah, anyway, that's my last one is... Last week, according to official records on the NHS, the most common name for newborn baby boys in the UK was, have a guess.
Tom, you first.
I guess George, because of the old Princey boy.
I'm actually named after Prince William.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't ask.
So, carry on. Yeah, exactly where I was going with that. So, have a guess.
Luke.
Incorrect, Prince. It's actually Alessandro.
Okay, that's
in the UK.
This is hokum.
Is that the onion?
Nah.
This is hokum. I think all those stories to me sounded a bit like bullshit.
What, and your ones weren't?
Well, mine were
fucking Charlie Carnival.
Charlie Carnival is real.
That's trending worldwide, that is, mate.
Just sweet Charlie Carnival.
Wait, Will, what do you think of my stories?
Am I picking a winner?
Yeah, like, what do you reckon?
Well,
winner, but
I'd probably go for Tom, mate. Sorry.
Well, based on what? Like, why is he the winner? What factors?
Well, because Tom came to me with 5 stories that he wanted printed out. You just had a few loose notes.
Thank you, producer Will. I try really hard. I'm the producer's pet.
My ones are bullshit, to be honest. I got on the train on the way here, didn't have any internet connection, so I just made 3 up.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
If anything's worth doing, mate, it's worth doing well.
Yeah, oh, fuck's sake. Jamie T, if you got the money.
If you got the news stories, make him up.
If you got the money, I think it would be funny, to take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me. Cos then she might be happy. No longer lonely, And I could take her out the next day for pretty much free. And all the boys, they go da-dee-doo-da-da-dee-da-doo-da, dum-dum-de-de-dum-dum, dum, da-dee-da-doo-da-da-dum, da-dee-doo-da-dee-da-doo-da, dum-dum-de-de-dum-dum, dum, da-dee-da-doo-da-da-dum. I spend late nights trying to pick up love off the floor where the other brothers leave it be. Though it's stuck hard down, it's like chewing gum. While going on the floor, I sing my R.I.P. Cause the songbirds don't do singing on pavements. No sweet melody, the sound of spit. Spat orbit, spoke lost hope. Substitute what you told, man, choke on it. We be near heaven at a 10:45. By 3, we are thinking of the love we lost. By 4, we be high, thinking of the girl lost. Second, check the odds, was it worth the cost? You give a toss, or are you looking away, wondering why you can't eat, why you never sleep, drunk all the time, cold in the heat, what you sow, man, is what you reap. If you got that money, 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 oh, I think it would be funnier to take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me, then she might be happy, no longer lonely, uh-oh, and I could take her out the next day for pretty much free. You were always meant to walk out that job, you keep stopping. Should tell your girl more often that loving is all about doors unlocking. Now you're certain enough near a man free. With a bloody ollie up on a karaoke. Tweedle on the needle, man, you're just the thread. Great granddaddy for in Gallipoli. He's the only of his friends not shot down dead. Lovers all talking, the spits and tongues. Fight in the playground, bully each other. Double their kids up, pollute their lungs. Threaten with the rap through their big boy brother. Some others say, what you run away? Mama still wants you home for supper. Work all day, little to no pay. That's uptown right now till they go with your dee dum dum dee da da dee dum dum dee. Move out of the way, man. Dum dee da da dee dum dee dum dee. Well, she wants money, 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 money. Yes, she wants money, 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 money. Well, she wants money, 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 money. Yes, she wants money, 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 money. Where you got the money at? I think it would be funny, uh-oh. Take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me. Cause then she might be happier. No longer lonely, uh-oh. Well, I could take her out the next day for pretty much baby. She said, I think it should be funny, uh-oh, to take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me, cause then she might be happy, no longer lonely, uh-oh, and I could take her out the next day for pretty much free.
Jamie T, if you got the money.
If you got the Disaronnas and Coke in the studio.
Oh, you bastard! I was going to do
oh,
that!
Oh, sorry! Oopsie!
Oh, dear.
It's a bit gangster, that is, isn't it? It's a bit. Oh,
go on, producer. Cut it out. Producer Wills just brought in the Disaronno and Coke. Hit it.
Cut it again. Drop it! There you go, you should see the old face.
Wait, is that the one just to do the.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ready? So I can play with it now, can I?
No, just read some tweets out.
That just sounds like a mess, that wasn't right.
I'm good at buttons.
Okay, we're going to read some interaction with you guys for
Yeah, we've got a few tweets coming in, so thanks for that. We've got Joseph. I know, that's your mate, innit? Jay Sweese, who said that? Jay Sweet Charlie Carnival, yeah, we've done that joke. And we've got someone called Panic at the Wentz who says, absolutely love it so far. So funny and completely different from any other radio show. Heart emoji, will definitely listen again.
Ooh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Panic at the Wentz.
And we've got an email from Daniel from Watford. When I went to Glastonbury with my cousin, he thought it would be a good idea to have a detox smoothie on the second day. It had been in the system for 30 seconds before he was run into the long drop shouting, BASTARDS!
BASTARDS!
BASTARDS! You bastard! Shouting that, running to the toilet because of his smoothie.
What is a detox smoothie?
I imagine it's you've had a lot of ciders and you've had a lot of beers and you're like, oh, I'm going to detox my body, and you're drinking some green.
On day two, what a knobhead.
There you go, Daniel. Sarah from Colchester. Hey Jack and Tom, when I was at Reading Festival a few years ago, some arsehole burnt down my tent.
Quite common, isn't it?
Yeah, that does happen.
It's Sarah. Like Dunkirk on the last day, like people are throwing aerosol, just going up, get yourself out of there.
Yeah, but you can go, if you're clever at the beginning, you know yellow's going to be leery. There's the ones that you know are safe, yeah.
Call of Duty, yellow camp.
Yellow camp, avoid it.
Oh dear. We've got a tweet here from Les Scott's Forehead saying, he's talking about a story that he sent in that we missed.
All right.
Going, I sent one earlier about Florence and the Machine and piss in the welly at Gloucester. So we can only imagine what that's about.
Piss in the welly at Florence and the Machine.
So I reckon Florence and the Machine had a piss in the welly.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like doing a piss in the welly.
Did you see it with that body double of hers in the crowd at Glastonbury? That was a nice moment.
No, I didn't.
Well, it sounds really boring.
Yeah. Go on, tell us more, Will.
Tell us more about the body double of Florence and the Machine.
You don't get a bed.
So there was Florence and the Machine performing on the pyramid stage.
This is snooze bar radio with Will.
She just saw a body double. It was a really nice moment, but obviously if you're not that sensitive, you wouldn't appreciate
it. Oh, he's so sensitive. Alright, tweeting from my girlfriend. SGP 2012, there's a butt naked very old man adorned only with a neon pink hula hoop. Happy days.
I didn't hear what you said.
A bit slower.
Yeah, I got excited. Sorry. Butt naked very old man adorned only with a neon pink hula hoop. Happy days.
She
was looking at another guy. I'm not angry, I'm just a bit disappointed.
Why are your knuckles white?
I'm not. It's fine.
He's now sipping Disaronno and Cokes.
Glugging.
Phoebe Cleghorn, which is an amazing last name, by the way, says, at Secret Garden Party, I was accused of hating charity after I pinched a decoration from what I later discovered to be a fundraising stall. Low point of my life.
Oh, dear. Tweet, Connor DM Craven. Jack and Tom make for great presenters. Get them on national radio.
I think you find this is national radio. International, this is worldwide.
Dear Kieran says, your radio show's great.
Who said that?
Kieran.
I must write him back. Gavin in Romford. Hello, guys. I saw this bloke fall out of a toilet with his trousers around his ankle. Totally out of his tree.
Oh, yeah.
Leaf it out. Yeah. He's here.
Oh, he's turned up. Right, that's enough of that bed for one show, because it's doing my head in, Will, to be honest. Loving the Jackmate show. I've been waiting all day for it, and my TV broke, and this is a perfect replacement for it. Keep it up.
Who's that from?
Luca Doherty.
Luca Doherty.
Jack, I've never had experience of fandom, which you have yourself, but someone just says, Katie J says, your show is already my whole life.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm sorry to hear that, because your life must be pretty.
I'm sorry to hear that, because this finishes in 6 weeks.
Do you know what this means? TBQH? Is that internet?
To be quite honest,
Ooh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Internet.
Yeah.
We'll be getting into that later with his short hands, his tiny little hands he's got dittering around. That's a new
makes
word.
No sense. Katie Jade says, would you rather jump out of a 100-foot tree or crawl out of a 100-foot hole?
100-foot hole, because you can crawl out of it.
Yeah, and you won't die.
Think of some better questions.
Oh. Will has claws, guys.
Bazinga. So there's another email on here, isn't there?
No.
Have we got any more emails?
That's all the emails.
Well, keep them coming, guys, please.
It's a social media generation, obviously, you're getting a lot of tweets.
Yeah.
I'm ignoring, like, some shit ones, but I'm reading out the good ones, guys, so keep them coming at Jackmate.
Hashtag just we Charlie Carnival.
We're not getting that. We're not making that a thing.
I think that's a thing.
We're not making that a thing. At Jackmate, at Fubar Radio, or email jack@fubarradio.com.
I mean, I have a Twitter as well, but...
Go on, Tom, publicise yourself.
Oh, me? Well, me?
hang on.
The Jackmate Show with Tom...
Norris. I was going to take the bed again, but the bed's been done. Yeah. But if you're asking, well, I mean, you know, I don't suppose they want to know, but Tom Norris 89. But you know, you have a good night.
How many followers you got?
Yeah, I've got a lot of followers. Trying to keep up with them, 200 of them. Oh. Couldn't name them all.
Oh, the 200 Craskle didn't want.
Go smash an egg in your face. You boring guy.
Oh, Will,
Where are we? We've
got the internet game coming up, but before then, I think we should play a song, and Will, you can choose this song.
Thank you so much. What? It's going to be The Strokes with Last Night.
Is it?
Yes.
Go.
Ooh.
Last night, she said, oh, baby, don't feel so down. Oh, it turned me off, but I feel left out. So I
good shout.
That was The Strokes with Last Night.
We play some bloody good songs out there,
don't
we? I
think we play some bangers. I remember seeing The Strokes at our festival and they were the most boring band I've seen live.
Really?
They just stood there like they knew they were it.
Oh, dear me. That's
but I enjoyed the tracks.
Got two more emails. Questions for us, so okay. Let's all answer.
You read it.
Producer Will, are you going to get in on this?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Would you rather have little legs coming out of your chin or a little bum on your forehead? Highbrow comedy.
Little legs coming out of your chin.
Yeah. Tell you what, that is FUBAR, that's
probably better than...
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Ooh. Oh, not heard that
one
before.
Oh, so naughty.
Edgy.
Naughty.
I'd probably rather have a little legs coming out of my chin.
If you have the little bum on your forehead and it mean replacing your bum on your butt, then... wiping might be easy.
But
you might end up tasting.
Thinking about it too much. Let's just say, Alice from Essex, you've got a potty mind.
But if you had
that to legs, probably.
If you had little legs on your chin, would your mouth run away with you?
Go on,
Will.
Yeah.
Oh, an hour and 34 minutes in and Jack has landed his first joke.
I can see this getting a bit rude. Paul from London, if Jack and Tom swapped bodies for one day, what would you do with the new bodies?
So I'd have your body, you'd have mine.
Would we have the same heads?
Yeah, you would, but you'd
I'd
have
just be
my
slightly
body.
I'll be
taller. So you'd have abs, finally. And so
no, go on, to be fair, that was really funny.
Yeah, it was.
I don't... Well, what would I do? I mean, I could vlog just from the neck down... Because it was your. There's no. It's my head. What's the benefit?
You'd vlog from the neck up, but then, no, so people could still see it.
It's the whole body, I think.
Oh, I'm going for just the body, not the head.
Yeah, it's like, what's that film with Freaky Friday? Thank you, Adam. Freaky Friday. You remember seeing that one?
Lindsay Lohan.
It certainly is.
It certainly is. Jeremy Clarkson finds Lindsay Lohan.
Oh dear! I thought you meant Face Off.
Ooh, that makes more. I'm with you on that. Check.
Cheers.
That's why this is your show. Because you think of
wait,
funny
go on.
Things.
Louder. Go on. No, do this. Louder. We're high fiving. In process of Will shutting the fuck up. Kid and producer Will. Love
producer
you.
Will, yeah. I don't know what I'd do with his body. I'd probably just, you know, find a really big bridge and take a picture on it.
Shout out to Joshua Dinnywell, by the way, who's WhatsApping me and Tom right now, and we're working mates, so. Do you mind stopping?
Just wind your neck in Scotland and how's
Rach? Josh, tweet in saying, would you rather have legs on the bottom of your mouth or arse on your head? Let us know, because all the listeners want to know. Will,
yeah,
have you got any festival stories?
I'm only sat here.
Go on.
Festival one, which I told you earlier.
Oh, a really good one about Florence Machine. And
yeah, well, I thought I've been writing that for ages. I was at Glastonbury this year, first time I went. It was getting a bit late. It was about 2 o'clock in the kind of dancey zone.
Oh, listen, I'm getting a bit late. Oh, it's two.
Yeah, two.
Still up.
Oh, we're still up for another 5 hours. Was I fucked? And this gentleman was obviously a bit pissed and tripped over one of those metal railings.
Yeah.
Splat on the floor. That's nasty. Bad enough. That's hilarious itself.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere comes in full uniform, black top, black shorts, black socks. A referee came out and went... rather flamboyantly flashes the red card at him as if to say that's not allowed, and into the night he went.
Snoozed him.
That is great.
Ryan Rennie, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe
old school ref. Another thing that hasn't been mentioned, which has, I mean, I think me and Will weren't gonna mention, Jack's come in today, and I see Jack on the regular. I saw him the other day when we filmed the little advert for things. Something's changed about Jack. Something's ever so slightly different about him.
Is that piercing there?
It's not the piercing, Will. He dyed his beard. Dyed his beard.
There's nothing I can
black.
Say.
Not dark blue. Black is the colour. He dyed it black.
No, I dyed it dark brown.
Dark brown. Okay, so we'll look.
Dark.
Darkest brown.
Does it proper look shit?
I've kind of got used to it now, but you're going to have roots on your face.
Yeah.
Well, the text you sent this morning, I was getting ready to be like, oh, it's not that bad, mate, but it's not that bad, mate.
But if you were getting ready to say that, and you are now saying that, so how do I know there is shit and you're just saying what you said you were going to say?
You'll never know.
I think no one would notice, but at the same time, it's just a lot of admin to keep it up, isn't it?
Admin? It's not admin.
It is admin.
Who am I emailing?
It's face admin. You're doing all the little bits and jobs on it just to keep it looking...
That is quite embarrassing, to be fair.
I think it doesn't look bad. It's just It's just a weird thing to do. My brother did it once, and...
If it doesn't look bad...
He's still with us. Sounds like I saw. he's still going strong. Hey Jim, by the way, if you listen, you won't be because you're not very supportive, but you might be.
Let's get into
it
that
won't
another,
be because you're not very supportive.
We'll get into that another time. We'll do one called Families, a thing called Families. But yeah, he dyed his face facial hair once and then never again.
Let's go to the game.
Okay, into the game. This is Tom's game.
This, I don't know what this is called, but well, have you got some new music for this bit?
Oh. Welcome to the Noz's Mind Field. Mind Field? That came out of nowhere. I like that. Noz's Mind Field. Where I question Mr. Internet.
I'm Mr. Internet. Jack Mate. Jack, a.k.a. Jack. Do it with me. Jack Mate.
But on Pointless, I don't think the contestants speak when the presenters talk. Okay. I mean...
Go on.
Anyway, so we're going to be doing short hands, really tiny hands, who write little words rather than full words. I'm going to say the abbreviations. Jack's going to tell me what they mean.
So basically, for example, you're shitty explaining.
For example, mate.
Hey, mate, what does that mean?
Just tell you the answer. So exactly. Okay, so B3.
B3.
What does that mean?
But it's quicker than before, isn't it? It's like, was you there before? No, I was there B3. No? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, there we go.
Quick as that. Well, come on, mate.
Well, I'm on it now. I'm on it.
Okay. Okay, next question.
Well, what does it mean?
Oh, it means blah, blah, blah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know that.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay.
You're talking B3, so hurry up.
Ooh. He's a bit sassy.
Ooh. Big gas?
Ooh. Okay. KPC. Not KFC. KPC.
Kitchen.
This is for a shake of the hand.
Kitchen porter child.
When in Downton Abbey, maybe when they're texting in Downton Abbey, like, get the KPC here. But no, it's keep parents clueless.
We need that. That's an everyday phrase.
It's constantly been bounded around. Oh. Hey, remember, just KPC.
That's awful.
What about this? Moos. M-O-O-S. Moos.
Move out, old Sally.
Member of the opposite sex. I'm afraid.
Oh dear. These are awful.
Zerg. Z-E-R-G.
He was in Toy Story, wasn't he? Yeah. Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
There you go.
Buzz hated the little bastard.
That's one for me.
Zerg.
Zerg.
Z-E-R-G. So. Z, what could Z stand for? Give me the Z, I'll get the rest.
It honestly doesn't really go with it. But this is what it says. It's in the paper, but Zerg.
It means. I don't know.
To gang up on someone.
What the fuck?
So,
no, take out the music.
You KPC, we're gonna Zerg on Jimmy. That's keep parents clueless. We're gonna.
Well, I haven't explained Zerg.
Zerg, it literally says Zerg. This one you'll get right. I want to hear a ding if you say it. What does 420 mean?
420?
Yeah.
Like blaze it.
Like blaze it. What? Blaze what?
Like blaze weed. Blaze.
Yeah. Give him that.
Yeah. Why would I not know that one?
No. I'm saying you would get that one. I was giving you one you're gonna get. Oh. What about this? You'll know this one as well. POS.
P-O-S.
Oh, easy. Yes. Everyone's got that.
You know this one.
I genuinely can't think.
Everyone's got
wait,
this.
Wait,
do you want a drink, mate? He's got this
yeah,
one.
Just thinking, I'm going to put down the shops and get some Wrigley's chewing gum.
Pop over shop.
No, that wasn't... that wasn't clues. That was... Parent over shoulder. So you know you're on MSN and your mum walks in the room and like...
Did you know that one, Will?
Yeah. But so he's got that one wrong.
The thing is, like... Because I remember, like, back in the day, my mum came in and goes, oh, I know the shorthands. Oh. She never said it like that. But she was just like, but POS means parent over shoulder. Because you're on MSN, what you do is you'd log out when your mum comes in. Turn it off, reboot it when she leaves the room.
Well, you turn the whole computer off.
I wouldn't do all that, but you'd minimise the chat.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, do you want to see what I'm talking about? I'm talking about maths. And I broke a calculator. Miss wasn't happy. Like that kind of stuff.
You know? So why'd you say, do you want anything from the shop?
Because we're pretending that you're taking ages.
Yeah, we were just that kind of vibe.
You know, hilarious stuff.
So that was wrong. That was a wrong answer.
Music.
I think, to be honest.
There we go.
Unless you want to keep going, I've got more.
Yeah, well, go on.
Yeah,
I'll get these.
Okay.
Yeah.
MYOB.
MY. If I can see them, Tom, I might be able to get them a bit
maybe
better.
Maybe you'd get one right.
MY.
MYOB. MYOB.
Nah, go on, tell me, go on.
Mind your own business.
Next one.
LMSO.
Laughing my socks off.
Yes.
Is it socks?
It is socks.
Oh, back in the days when arse wasn't a word.
Okay, what about this? Focal. F-O-C-L.
Falling on cat's kitchen. Fucking tell me.
Full of chair laughing.
Rubbish. Next.
What about H and K?
Do you know this, Will?
No.
It's H and K. Hand. No, go on.
Hugs and kisses.
Fuck this game. Fuck this game.
Dancing in the moonlight.
I just had to get Will to play a song because I was just getting so bored of that game.
I think that game.
That's not
going to
be a weekly thing, is it?
Well, not that game because all the best ones have been done. But we'll probably think of more games, and you know, I'll test you.
Okay.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
That does sound like a sexy woman.
Sexy. Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Well, I know what it is.
What is it?
You find out after 6 weeks.
No, we do not.
You do.
Do we?
Yeah.
There's some mutant downstairs in the basement.
Do we genuinely find out in 6 weeks?
6 weeks' time is you find out what that noise is.
I don't think that's
what
true.
What that?
Yeah.
That's then when we're getting told to leave. Wow. No, I got
it's the sound of the taxi driver.
Just got one more email come in from Bradley Petrie. Says, can you talk about Jamie T for me, please? Literally anything. Favourite musician. Seen him live. He is a good musician. Don't really know much to say about him, to be honest.
He was happy with anything, and you've done it. You've covered it.
Yeah, so there's Jamie T wrapped up for
but
you.
But anyway, I have a lovely dovey segment, which straight from the binder.
This is the bit I've been waiting for.
I've written a little tale to entertain the listeners, and basically I've written this tale, keep saying tale, and I'm going to read the narration, and Jack's got a character. He hasn't read this before.
This is new to me.
Yep, I play all the other characters, and I read the narration. It's very self-involved. And then Jack reads it for the first time. But this week, the tale is called The Scolding Son and the Square Crow.
So can I just stress this is going to be happening every single week?
I think so.
Tom's going to be coming up with a screenplay. I've never seen it before. I'm going to read it now. You're going to be reading the stage direction.
Stage directions, all the other characters. You're going to be the Scarecrow.
Okay, so shall we begin
and
then,
no, I'm going to give you some directions before we begin.
All right, go on then, mate.
What accents can you do?
I'm a man of many accents.
Can you do Northern? That's vague, I know.
But is that like Geordie?
Can you do Geordie?
Not overly.
Scouse?
Yeah.
No, go on. Cockney?
I can do Cockney, and I can do Scouse, so take your pick.
Scouse. Yeah. But if it's awful, I might.
I like you, mate. Might,
huh?
I'm from Liverpool.
Say it again.
I'm from Liverpool.
That's what they all say, isn't it? They always say straight away, I'm from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
All right, anyway, so you're Scouse Scarecrow.
I'm going to be Cockney, go.
Cockney.
Go.
Okay.
I'm a Scouse Scarecrow. So, the Scolding Son and the Square Crow. Square Crow. Why have you written on here, just a little side note, why have you written by Thomas Norris?
It's Thomas D. Norris. Pen name.
Oh, okay.
You know, so people don't know exactly who it is. I think I'm waiting for a bed. Am I waiting for a bed?
I thought I was going to fade you in.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I don't want to give the surprise away straight away.
Oh, sorry. Well, there's no bed coming, so don't you worry, guys. Anyway.
Is there not a bed coming?
No, yeah, there is.
Oh, there is.
So, it starts off with The Witch Who Lived in the Spooky Shoes.
Is this what the chapter one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Go on, Will. What are you doing?
Well, you said it was to me and over Skype yesterday. You said it was quite happy music, farmyard
music.
Yeah.
Oh, right. The Spooky Shoes. It doesn't mean it's happy.
Okay. Well, here we go with.
Oh, nice. Go on.
I love this.
Go on.
There once was a witch who lived in a pair of spooky shoes. One day, Zoe, the witch, slammed the fridge door onto her breast. Ever wondered where the expression cold as a witch's tit came from?
But you've written teat.
Teat. Well, it means teat came from. While she yelped in pain, from the pocket of her beige dungarees, her trusty wand fell onto the floor. Upon impact, a beam shot from the wand through the open window, directly into the sun, where it rebounded back towards Earth and hit a scarecrow, knocking his straw clean off his hat, clean off his head. The enchanted powers of the magic wand instantly brought them both to life. The morning after. The Sun. Good morrow, Scarecrow, my scruffy little bugger of a pal. The Scarecrow rolled back his dusty head to greet the Sun on his return.
All right, me old son.
Not bad, thank you, you sack-faced man. How art thou?
Well, to tell you the truth, sonny, I'm not well at all.
Oh dear, whatever is the matter? You have quite the brill job, and you get to spend your days outside, not behind a computer making swearing videos for 14-year-old girls.
Oh, shut up. Oh, sunshine, I have zero job satisfaction. Blinking birds pecking claw at my Hussein features. And to top it all off, I have hay fever.
Oh, dear. Carry on.
The Scarecrow has hay fever. Ridiculous. Oh, dear indeed. Just look at me. My hair's bloody well made of hay.
It is rather wispy and straw-like. You're like a Boris Johnson wannabe. Pathetic.
Don't ever want to carry on with this.
Carry on, mate. You're doing great.
I haven't even got a nose to sniff.
From up here, I can see all the surrounding fields void of little pests.
They're just a hole in my sack.
With the exception of yours, that field has by far the most crows in it. You've done an awful job. There's so many crows, you could open a crowbar. As the sun finished speaking, a most gracious crow flew down and rested itself onto a fence post.
Stone the crow, she's a corker, a real beauty.
Her name's been on the beak of every jackdaw, raven and rook worth its salt. Angelina Crowley. and take that look off your face. She's way out of your league.
Oh, this is disgusting. Did you write this on your own?
Yes.
You didn't, did you?
I did.
Did you?
Carry on.
Are you enjoying this, Will?
I'm really enjoying it. It's a nice way to end my week.
You're ganging up on me. Oh, come on, Sunshine. Don't be so dim. You're brighter than that. You know our standard chance. I just need a few little tips on how to woo her.
Oh, all right then. You've had a rotten week, I suppose, with your sniffly sack face. But my brother is better at this stuff than me. Wait until nightfall.
Next page.
A few hours later, the sun had disappeared and the moon, wearing sunglasses like the Fonz, appears.
Oh, it's a new character.
Hey! My brother told me you needed some help. What is it?
Hello, moon. It's just, well, there's this crow. She's so beautiful and, well, the sun said you're mighty fine with the moves.
Hey! The truth is, there's a few hidden secrets to a crow's heart.
Please tell me more. Stop doing the A!
It's the Fonz! Numero one. Be a crow with a great big knob. Number dos, don't be something whose primary purpose is to scare crows. And number three, I can't tell you that. That's private property.
This is so bad. Oh, go on, Moody. Impart the trinket of wisdom.
Okay. Crows dig mice.
Really? I've got a dead one in my pocket, of all the things.
The final day. The scarecrow, brimming with confidence, with now with his secret weapon in his pocket and Angelina Crowley in sight, he signals.
Angelina, got some mice in my pocket.
And with that, Angelina flew toward him and landed on his shoulder.
Did you tell Will to get these in? Sound effects.
She whispered in his ear.
Wait, I didn't catch that. What did she whisper in his ear? Oh, dear.
She whispered in his ear. Jesus, that crow was keen. Go on. She whispered in his ear.
Cool, blimey, Moody was right. I guess the moral of this story is to never give up.
Go on, say it, Bob.
Give up, crow.
Angelina leant in towards the scarecrow's face. He puckered up, waiting for the kiss. Then suddenly, another crow lands on his other shoulder, and with one foul peck, the scarecrow lost an eye.
Shit!
The sun laughing. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, that's her husband, Russell Crowe.
Shut up!
Let me finish it. That's her husband, Russell Crowe Lee. The moral of this story is don't slam your tit in the fridge if you're a witch. Finish.
Oh dear. Will, why are you clapping that?
That was
diabolical.
There's a crowd outside and everyone seems to be clapping.
That was shit.
There's people in tears out there.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was.
Oh, there's
proper.
Russell Crowe now.
Nah. Nah, I didn't like it.
Well,
did not like
finished.
It.
Finished. Let us know what you think of the play, guys.
What was the significance of me being a Cockney crow?
A Cockney scarecrow?
Yeah.
I just think it added more to you.
Okay. So a few little digs at me in there with a Boris Johnson reference.
Oh, no.
Got a little bit of feedback.
Have we? He got me. He bloody got me. He built me up and knocked me down.
Dear. Oh, we have on Twitter as well. Oh, that shit.
Someone just said that's
from Caitlin.
Someone just said
it's over from Caitlin.
I buried my sister last week, and that movie. That was about the joke. That was referring back to a joke we had earlier. But if you were to listen to that, did
get up. Fubar. Oh dear.
Fubar giving radio the finger.
Joking, kidding. So yes. Oh, well, there you go. That's my play, and there'll be more of them. Don't you worry.
Do you reckon we should play a song now, boy? I reckon we do. Wait, Tom? Are we playing a song? Yes or no?
Yes, we are.
God, fucking hell.
Show on FUBAR Radio.
Just to cement it one more time, can you play the one where we mug Tom off in the jingle?
Yeah, if I may.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom.
Oh, there's this one.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom. Nice.
I forgot the first one already.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
What's your favourite one, Will?
I'll probably say this one.
The Jack Mate Show with Tom Nice.
So we've had an email in saying that she was crying with laughter over that story. So,
yeah.
Over my tail.
Nice.
Not that mean joke you guys were making.
Oh, dear.
I thought it was really
maybe
good,
I'll
Tom.
Come back next week with a fistful of jingles myself. Maybe we'll see.
But will they be as good as this one?
The Jack Mate Show with Tom.
Oh, that is never going to get old, Will. No. That is never going to get old. Maybe for the listeners, but for me, not so much.
It's your show, mate. It's
they said that.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, God.
They said the same thing about Pogs, and where are Pogs now? They got old and everyone forgot about them. So anyway.
That was festivals all wrapped up in a nice 120 minutes for you. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hope you did.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to next week, aren't we, Jack?
We're going
to
be doing this weekly, every Friday, 4 till 6. I've been Jack, mate. You've been...
Tom... No.
Not right. And you've been the lovely
producer, Will. Also, if you want to listen to the show again,
we'll get in there.
We could do it, all right?
Hold your bloody ears. Yeah.
I thought you'd forgot
Seabiscuit. So, if you want to listen to the show again, you can listen to it on the app, can't
What's
you?
What's the show
you
called?
The Jack Mate Show.
What is it?
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
That's fine. That one wasn't like it.
If you want to listen to the show again, download the FUBAR Radio app. It's a bloody good one. Or you can go on the website, I think, can't you?
Yeah.
You can go on the website and listen at FUBARradio.com. I'm going to be listening to it as soon as I get home.
Yeah.
So join me on that. Just catch up on the app and the website. Thanks for listening, guys. We're going to be back again next week when the topic is going to be employment.
Employment. Our previous jobs we've had and our weird jobs we've done.
Shit Believe bosses.
It, yeah, shit bosses. I've had a few of them. Shout out Yates.
Little taster.
We're going to have some great guests in as well. So we'll see you then. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye, guys.
Don't want to live as an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I live now 'cause the bad die low.